Welcome, Chambra. Welcome, you walkied, embodied, sensual masters. Let's get an arg with that. Woo! Yeah. And here we are at the CCCC in Louisville, Colorado, for Shoud 2 of the Charisma series. What a marvelous, magical time we have created for ourselves. Is that right? Yeah, it certainly is. And I'm David McMaster, and it truly is my delight and pleasure and joy to welcome all of you here who are in Louisville, but also all of you out there in Chambraland. Let's give them a wave, huh? Whoa, welcome back. It's been a long 2 months, huh? Boy, it seemed like forever. And of course, so much has been happening with the Crimson Circle and Jeff and Linda being gone and just the world news, if you ever take a look at it. It seems like everything is changing faster and faster all the time. And all those dysfunctional things are coming to light. There's an example of that. I don't know for our international audience, but I think probably most of people here in our gathering place are aware of all of the domestic abuse issues that are happening in the NFL Football League, just one after the other. And we know those who have taken SCS that it's just those issues that are coming up and for resolution. And we're facilitating that, but it pops up in all levels and parts of society. And during this magical time of change, truly, of course, we're feeling it the most and changing the most. And really now walking into and living and acknowledging our embodied enlightenment this lifetime. It's been a long journey, but we just got bored, huh? We did. We'd done the other. Round and round, right? The merry-go-round. So without further ado, let me welcome Jeff and Linda, who are back from Zurich. Yes, come on down.
Thanks, David. Yeah, thanks, David. And welcome, everybody. What a crowd here today. Wow, somebody would think that we messed up on the registration list, but we did. Or you'd think that there was an ascended master going to be here to talk to us today. I don't know. I wouldn't get so excited. Anybody here in Keyhawk 4? Keyhawk 4, yeah. I wouldn't get so excited the rest of you today. He had a little...
There are no mistakes. There are no mistakes.
Other than I don't think your microphone's on.
That's not my problem.
No, that wasn't a mistake. That was very intentional. Gave John an extra $5 before John.
What are you doing?
Giving John $5. Anyway, it's really good to be... It's really good to be
charming.
Back. Yeah. It's been 2 months, and it seems like a lot longer than that since we were here. Hello, Damas. You'll have to wait. We're busy.
Are you getting some incoming?
I'm getting... yes, Ascended Master feedback.
Like, shut up and let me go? Yeah. Is he really doing that to you?
No, actually, I think it's the $5 you gave, John. Anyway, good to be back here in the studio, back with all of you. And what a crowd here today. I could just feel the energies coming in. All right, Adamus, and one of those days. You realize... Today is the beginning of Mercury retrograde.
Oh, no. Oh, you had to bring it to our attention. Yeah, you just couldn't leave it alone,
couldn't you? Couldn't you feel it coming in earlier in the week?
I have felt it all week long.
Yeah, yeah.
It's made me want to scream.
Feel it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jeffrey, yes. It's Mercury retrograde, but come on. This is the launch weekend of Oktoberfest.
It is, and that's why we're dressed... In Hans and Franz, Hans and Franz. Well, we actually had a taste of October.
And Melissa. Melissa was with us.
Yeah.
Go ahead, stand up. You have your beautiful Bavarian outfit, your Oktoberfest.
Straight from Salzburg.
How beautiful is that? Yes. Turn around. They want to see you. Isn't that beautiful? Very beautiful.
And I don't know if you can see the stockings, but fleur-de-lis stockings.
Oh, I'm jealous. I am jealous.
Yeah.
Wow. Hottie.
Adamus.
You're the hottie.
So we are just back from, 3 weeks in Salzburg in Munich. Amazing. We had a couple of great events, which we'll talk about a little bit today, but really beautiful. So we had to celebrate Oktoberfest with our Hans and Franz outfits. And good to see everybody, and really good to be back in the studio. There's such wonderful energy here. I don't know how many of you are here at the CCCC for the first time. First time ever.
Welcome. Super.
Good.
So many of you we know well, and a few we don't know. We really don't know if we've met you before. How many are the first time to a shoud?
Ever
a live
shoud. Ever.
Wow. Welcome.
Oh, you're smart. Sit way back in the corner. Way back there.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, wait a minute.
Very smart.
If you're a first timer, really, raise your hand one more time because, okay, please be nice to these people. I mean, the Schomburg gets so distracted with the chocolate and the treats. So, okay.
Okay, how many are here from...
What are you doing, Jeff?
Out of state, out of Colorado, or outside the U.S. If you are, go ahead and stand so we can see y'all.
Yes.
If you're from out of state.
Wow.
Thank you. Great. Well, I hope Adamus is in good form today. I was checking in earlier to find out if he's in a good mood or a bad mood.
He's been kind of ornery.
Well, just for that last quihawk, but yeah. Oh, and anyway, I checked in with him, asked him if he was in a good mood or bad mood. In other words, what kind of shoud we were going to get today. And he said, it's entirely up to you.
I knew you were going to say that. I could feel that
coming. He said, I'll know the moment I stand up there, is this going to have to be one of those enema days or one of those chocolate cake days? That's exactly what he said. Exactly.
That's disgusting.
Well, actually, this is a true story. I haven't told anybody. He actually wanted you to pick up, go to the drugstore and pick up some props beforehand. And I said, that's a little too much, Adamus. Linda would never go for going to the drugstore and picking up a kit.
Yeah. Of what?
Yeah, well, okay. So we'll just get right into our slides here. And anyway.
Excitement never ceases.
It is good to be back. So we have a lot to cover today.
Do we?
Yeah, we do. We're in the Charisma series. That's what he titled it last time. It's been so long, I forgot everything about the last series.
Oh.
So fortunately, we have a video recap we're going to play, bring us all up to speed, get us on the same kind of energy page. And if you would, Gene, play it away.
Okay.
So I thought about calling it the Keiko series, and because we are going to be dealing with a passion, that fire is going to come up and gracefully consume your personality and not build a better personality on top of the old personality. It's going to gracefully consume, Paul, everything that you knew Paul to be. And when I say consume, not destroy, and it's not going to it's not going to kill you. I don't think it will. But it'll consume everything that Paul was, and including your name, Paul, because it's really not your name. It's going to consume, in a very beautiful, graceful way, your thoughts. When I said before, look at who you think you are. Look in the mirror. You're a composition of some biology and thoughts that aren't really yours to begin with. That's why it's been so difficult. The closer we get to the core, and the more we come through this spiritual puberty, actually the more difficult it is, because the real authentic is there. It's in there, but it's been trapped. It's been trapped just as Keiko has been. The real I am has been trapped. And there's been all sorts of accoutrements and put around it and all sorts of activations and all this other stuff. It's not yours. And it feels naked at first when Keiko starts to consume it. Feels naked because there's going to be that desire to rebuild, the desire to re-identify yourself. And there will be a period of time, approximately 21 days, of feeling so unconnected. But unlike times in the past where it's been miserable, actually, it'll be very freeing. A little bit scary, but generally very freeing. It's probably going to happen within this next year. 21 days of feeling that you're nothing anymore, that it's gone, that it's history. During that time of which your soul will take every detail, every thought, every experience, and as we talk about in Kihak, going to strip the details away because they're meaningless, going to strip the emotions away because they're false, and going to distill it into the wisdom. And then in this next year, we'll learn to really let that wisdom come out, because it's not coming out right now. It's like somewhere else. It's like kind of buried. Very, very little time of bringing through the wisdom. But that's something actually Sam has learned how to do. He's bypassed all this other stuff. He's going straight for the wisdom. And that's why, first of all, everything seems to just be working out for him, to the point where other people are getting jealous. He just can do things, and he's not very smart. And if they ask him, for world history or mathematics or anything like that, he doesn't know, and he doesn't really care, and he doesn't have to care. He taps into the wisdom, that genuine wisdom within. So I thought about calling it the Keiko series very seriously. Then I took a lot of deep breaths and said, but what's the essence? What are we really trying to do here? And then it struck me. Ready to write on the next page. It struck me. And what this is about with Keiko and with love of self and with allowing and releasing and everything else we're doing with coming into the light body. This is about a very important word, charisma. Charisma. And I like to call this the charisma series. Yeah. And charisma comes from, but we're going to spell it with a K. You can go ahead and write it like that first, Linda, and then underneath, write it with a K instead of a C. Charisma comes from the Greek word charis. Charis meaning to give in grace. Give in grace. Graceful giving. When you really come to it, there's a kind of in the English definition of charisma, oftentimes it's you think of a charismatic person. And part of that is true. There is something called charisma. They don't know where it is. They can't seem to extract it. They can't turn it into a chemical formula. I'm sure after this afternoon, somebody's going to come up with charisma pills designed just for Chambra. Yeah. Actually, I think I will. But charisma, what is it? Well, you say it's a person who has a certain radiance, I guess, a certain personality, political figures who have charisma, using the standard definition, can attract people. You've all met charismatic people. You're in their presence, and there's just something, charismatic about them. But here, it's going to be a little bit different. It's not just about a shiny, happy personality. The charisma is the grace from within. The charisma is that natural, really authentic you, sans the personality that's not you coming forth. It's the real you. It's the I am in expression. Now, there's going to be a tendency to run out of here and say, I'm going to go develop my charisma. I'm going to go get in touch. I'm going to act. This is what we should do, charisma activation sessions. I'm going to activate my charisma. Where's that water to throw, the bucket to throw? No. No, charisma, it's there. It's already within you. It's already inside, just ready to come out. It's the authentic you, the one you keep asking yourself about. You keep saying, well, am I being authentic? Well, no, actually you weren't. So back away so that your authenticity can come out, so that the real you can come out. You're used to the word charisma meaning charming, kind of, maybe even a little sexy, an unknown personality characteristic that you just can't resist. This goes far beyond that. This is your essence. Again, go to the root of the word that the Greeks used when they came up with it. It means the gift of grace. What they really meant by it was gracing yourself. And then you will naturally grace others. It's not done for the intent of gracing others, not done for the intent of people being naturally attracted to you because you're charismatic. However, there is a very potent natural attractant. Naturally attracts energies and people and all these other things. It just brings it to you. That's why charismatic people, they have a bit of this quality. You just can't, people want to be around, energy wants to be around, butterflies want to be around people that are charismatic. But this isn't something that we're artificially manufacturing. This is bringing up something very real within yourself. So what to expect? Well, as I mentioned, there'll be a period of about 21 days, now or maybe later on in the year, where there's going to be a feeling that you've come to the edge of your personality. You've come to the big abyss once again, but this abyss isn't going to be scary. It's not going to hurt. It'll frighten you to a degree, but you come to this next point, and it's about, more than anything, is revealing the deception of the personality, revealing what is not so true, revealing how you've tried and worked so hard to make it true and make it right and make yourself right, but yet it wasn't. It wasn't really you. And then allowing in this stream of charisma. It, I'm going to say replaces, but it consumes, it envelops what you used to call your personality, yourself. You are not going to really be able to quantify it right away. It's going to be, it's a feeling, it's an experience. We're not going to go through the 5 or 10 steps or whatever are involved in it. Just like we're not going to go through the various steps of integrating the various levels of the light body. Are there various levels? Kinda. But it's not important. These levels of the light body or of the charisma, we could go through and scientifically dissect them and saying there's 18 points or attributes of the charisma, which there are, but let's just allow it. Same with the light body. Let's say there's all these different levels, and we can scientifically quantify them and talk about what they're doing at the various levels, but why? It's just going to distract you. We're just going to take a deep breath and allow. A funny thing is that you're already there. Funny thing is you already arrived there. As Tobias said so often, you already ascended. Now you're just going through what it was like to get there. So please don't forget that it's already done. It's already done. So stop working so hard at it. Just take a deep breath and realize that all is well in all of creation. Thank you, dear friends. Thank you. Thanks. Wow. Wow. How does that happen? Anyway, I had forgotten about
the show. I gave John
$5. $5. There was some good stuff in there. Yeah, wow.
Okay. Did he say that we would be really messed up for at least 21 days?
Yeah.
That was inviting.
Yeah, something to look forward to. Yeah. I'm looking forward to mine. Okay. Let's get the slides up on this screen. And away we go. Talk about recent events. We spent a couple weeks in Salzburg doing a couple great events. John, we keep getting feedback up here. Is there, I don't know if you're hearing it out there, but yeah. If there's anything we could do, it just keeps, it's
is
at
it
Mercury retrograde.
Is it Jeff's mic?
Anyway, a couple of great weeks in Salzburg. We did the New Energy Conference with a lineup of speakers, Wolfing von Rohr, Dr. Doug Davis, our own Gene Tinder, John Flaherty, and I know I'm missing somebody. I should have had it on the slide. Gunther Sherman. Mm-hmm. And really got into some of the basics of the light body, kind of what it is. How we can allow it to come in, some of the effects that it's going to have on our physical body in terms of things like, change of sleep patterns, which we already know, but some of the other things Dr. Doug talked about, which were really, really good.
You know, so often that process in other groups gets very idealized, and I really like the fact that the information that was offered was much more practical than that. It's not always so ideal. And when it's less than ideal, people sometimes judge themselves or think maybe they're not doing it right. So I like that a lot of the information clearly supported this fact that you're not doing it wrong.
And you can actually watch the entire New Energy Conference where we talked about the light body. It is on the Crimson Circle Cloud class. I think it was... I forgot how many segments, but maybe eight or nine.
Eight
segments.
Maybe nine.
Really good information. And I think it's where we all know where we're going into integrating the light body. So if you get a chance, I think it's going to be available through probably late December on the Cloud Class.
There was a nice Cthumi channel, if you like Cthumi.
Yeah. It was good to hear from him again.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. Okay, and after that we had the... quantum allowing, and actually that's got to be, I would say, my favorite thing right now that we're doing in the workshops. And it evolves every time. I know some of you here were at quantum allowing in some of the other locations. The one that we did in Salzburg was totally different than anything else. It was Adamus at his best. I mean, he was over the top.
Oh, Jeff, yes it was, but equally it was the audience at its best.
The audience, yeah.
Because absolutely, I've been through all the quantum allowings, and each one evolves with the energies and the audience, and so Adamus deserves all the credit that he could possibly have, but so does the audience. It was just really, really a wonderful experience. It was a very, very focused group, and I think that people were very, very touched by it.
Yeah. So it was really good. I have some more news about quantum allowing in just a moment.
Quantum allowing news, okay.
Yeah, but let's go now to some of the upcoming events. Okay, we have quite a long list of them.
Really?
A lot of new events coming up. First of all, the Threshold event in Canada next week. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it because it is sold out. But a very intense, and it's limited to 24 people. We're doing it at Lake Okanagan, Canada, a beautiful spot, and just happens to be wine country. So,
And it's at a hotel called Sparkling Hills.
Yeah.
It's a Swarovski property. And what you need to understand, it is literally, supposedly, we haven't been there yet, filled with millions of dollars of Swarovski crystals and crystal chandeliers. So it's kind of an Adamus joke, don't you think?
And put it back in the crystal. It'll be interesting to see if he has a reaction.
I know, it's like Superman and Krypton. I mean, can he handle it?
I think he can. I think he learned how to walk out of his crystal.
Okay,
and the real question
is
he going to put everybody else into the crystal?
Oh.
Ow. So coming up after that in just a couple of weeks here in the studio, we're going to do a new Earth update. Now, this is something I requested from Adamus because a lot of people have been asking about it. How is this whole thing with the new Earth, old Earth going? How are we integrating the new Earth here along with our own light bodies? So we're going to do it here at the studio October 23rd. It's not open for registration yet if you want to attend live, but it will be in the very near future.
So is he going to, like, grade us or give us a score? Or?
I think he's going to do kind of a, not a grade, but a measurement, saying here's where we are, and here's, you know, it's this long age-old question about integrating New Earth and Old Earth. And I remember a number of years ago, I think it was Tobias actually said, it's going to be about 30 years, and I'd like to see where we are at that point.
Well, I kind of got a question. Based on the headlines, you got any kind of a feeling about how we're doing?
Nope. Okay. But that graphic there might tell you something. So anyway, that will be open if you want to attend in person here at the studio. It'll also be webcast and a cloud class. So that's looking forward to that. And then our annual Halloween Dream Walk. This is something we've been doing now. I think this will be the third or fourth year. You kind of looked at that funny.
It's kind of creepy.
No, actually, it's pretty cool. I mean, I forgot what exact. It's a real graphic from a real event. It's not.
Is that like blood flowing up, or is that?
No, those are sparks going up into the. That's all of us on our dream walk, you know, going through the astral realms, and the spark is our
with
light
swords
coming up.
And
no,
and
those aren't
hooks.
Swords. Those are like banners or something. I don't know. I don't know. Just walking sticks. I don't know. Anyway, if you've been
oh, this is even better. There we go. We moved up. We moved up. Now that I get a better picture now.
It's Halloween. Have you guys done the annual Dream Walk, Halloween Dream Walk before? We've done it on the air. We're going to do it here live from the studio. So if you want to attend live, it'll also be a live video webcast, and you can also listen just for free on the Awakening Zone or on Blog Talk Radio. But no, it's really cool. We had 50,000 people the
so
first year.
So is this what a Dream Walker is supposed to look like?
No, those are the zombies. Actually, I had a little sign right above her head before saying zombie, and Jean said, no, everybody will know that's the zombie. We're the Dream Walkers. They're afraid. We're coming. The Dream Walker.
Yeah.
Did you think that was us?
Yeah. And I was thinking, man, I'm gonna have to find that white thing to dress like that.
No. Here's the thing. Okay, so there's gonna be, I don't know, 30, 40, 50,000 of us total, as there have been in the last couple of years. And we're gonna go out in this dream walk right before Halloween. It's on October 29th. We go through the astral realms where all these kind of spooks are stuck in their own energy, and they're the ones who kind of come back here and, you know, do the haunting and the poltergeist thing. We're just going to kind of walk through there as a group, and that's why she's warning all the other zombies, oh no, the Dreamwalkers are coming, not again.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Anyway.
So we're not expected to come dressed like that.
No. If you're dead and you haven't gone through the near-Earth realms and you're a zombie and you're just like lingering around on Earth, then you dress like that.
Oh, okay.
But if you're alive and vital, then you're this group here. We're going to get you with our sticks here.
Thank you for the clarity.
I don't know. I have to admit, I have a cold, and maybe I'm just not thinking straight. But see, this is us walking through the realms, and these are the poor zombies. Oh, the Dreamwalkers are coming. Okay. Anyway, please join us on October 29th here in the studio on the live webcast or on the Awakening
Zone. And
there's
the costume, so just don't forget.
Okay. Actually, Alan sent me an email yesterday. He saw the slide and he goes, I think people really misunderstand that. I think they'll think that that's us. It's like, no. But you guys were so right. Okay. Next month for the Shoud, it'll be on November 1st, which is All Saints Day. So what we're asking everybody to do is to get dressed up. Come as your favorite saint, sinner, celebrity, or savior. See, this is not our Halloween costume. This is really us. Next month, on November 1st, come dressed up if you want. And we actually are going to have a little contest. And here's some examples. You can come dressed up as, I don't know what that would be.
You did a scary job with graphics
weird
this
guy.
Month. I think the congestion got the best
like
of you.
Come dressed up like that. This is a real simple outfit. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it. It's just one thing you put on. Come dressed up as a pirate, yeah, or a witch. And we're going to have $100, woo, grand prize, cash prize for the best costume. So remember, October 31st.
Are you inspired?
Yes.
You going to come dressed up?
It'll be fun. Remember, we did that one year. It was great fun. We had a little contest. Dave was going to take photographs. You'll be picture all over the internet, be famous.
Or something.
Okay. So the next Shoud is on All Saints Day. So come dressed up in a costume if you want. Okay. Moving right along to. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, but our next big trip is actually to Egypt. This would be our fifth time there. I know we've mentioned this before, but just to let you know, registration is kind of starting to close up here. We've got a nice group already signed up for the event. What I love is we have the whole boat to ourselves for 9 incredible days. There's a lot of channeling every night before dinner. We get together and have a session. And we cruise all along the Nile. This year we're skipping the Cairo part. We're focusing just on the Nile.
Well, and if people that want to go to Cairo first, Saeed will make arrangements for you to actually go into Cairo, to the Gaza Plateau. But it's a really hard, it's a little bit of a hard journey because it's quite a ways from the airport. And it's a little bit, it's a very small chamber, actually. And we just decided that this year we wanted to do something a little more easy and graceful. And the boat is the most incredible thing. And the name for this that Adamus picked really fits the experience because that cruising on the Nile is
timeless.
So timeless. So conducive to a timelessness.
Yeah. It's truly
totally
one of
conducive.
My favorite things to do this whole trip. So
people have gone on it. And the food is excellent.
Food is really good. People who have gone on it before say it's one of the most life-changing experiences in their life. So if you're interested in going, let us know soon. We're kind of putting things together on it, trying to wrap up all the lists.
There's several people here that are going.
I know. Yeah. Okay, so that's Timeless on the Nile coming up in November. Okay, what else is on the list?
Oh, my God.
So much to go through. Okay, I know it might seem a little hard to even think about, but Christmas is right around the corner.
God, you sound like a retailer.
Well, no, I looked at the slide and I thought, that's crazy. I mean, you even think about Christmas, but it's right around the corner. So,
have you been naughty or nice?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. Following the December 6th Shoud, we're going to have a Christmas dinner, a beautiful Christmas dinner over at the Courtyard by Marriott right over here. And we're going to be limited to about 50 people, 60 people, somewhere in there. We'll have a nice, nice dinner. It's BYOB. We can't serve alcohol, but you are welcome to bring your own. Just have a good time. Have some music in the background, but not the karaoke thing, just a nice dinner. So, excuse me, registration opens on October 8th.
We want it to be a celebration of food and chambra and beauty and grace, and we're really excited about it.
Yeah. Good. And then coming up in January.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No, not this.
It's going to be the ProNOS 2015 event.
He looks like he has Ebola.
No, it's a girl.
He's got Ebola.
And we started the ProNOST concept early this year in January. If you remember, we did it with Jim Self and Dr. Doug Davis, and it was really, really popular, and we had a good time doing it. We did a ProNOST update this summer, and we said, you know, let's do the ProNOST again, kind of as an annual event. It's really an outlook for the year, the energy things. And if you look back on what Jim and Doug and Adama said, it's almost everything has been in alignment.
Pretty
for instance,
on.
Adama said this would be the year of the virus. And of course, as you know, with Ebola, it's really gotten to be a big issue, and a big issue for all around the world.
And the respiratory flu that started already, that's way ahead of the regular flu season.
Yeah.
Not to mention all the viruses in computer systems and bankers.
And this really isn't about predictions, but more about just energy trends. So kind of what I like about it, it helps get us prepared for the things that are happening, the things that are coming about. So we'll be doing that on, I forgot the exact date.
Does it feel like a long winter?
Yes, it does. January 17th through the 18th, it's going to be live here in the studio, also a cloud class, and registration for that opens on October 7th.
There are so many choices. How are people going to decide?
Everything.
Wow.
But this isn't until January.
Yeah, but they're going to have to make decisions next week.
Well, and there's one thing I forgot to mention. We kind of weren't quite ready for it, but I'll throw it out there, is the January 3rd shout, we're actually going to change to December 31st. And we'll have a combined New Year's shout, which will be our kind of our January shout early, and a New Year's party right from the studio with live music from Yoham.
By the way, do you know why we're doing this? Because we can. It's our studio. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah, exactly. So we didn't have time to get the slides ready on that, but that's coming. So just to, you mentioned all the activities and the confusion. Just one more thing. So
add one more.
Okay, and then also in January, we're gonna do quantum allowing right here in the studio. Yeah. We've done it in Brazil, in Kauai a couple times, in Salzburg, and we said, you know, let's do it right here in our own backyard. We're bringing Yoham over for the whole month, actually, so we'll have the live music, and we have to limit it to about 50 people, but if you wanted to attend but haven't wanted to travel to the other side of the world, we're going to be doing it right here. Good. Yay. So it is our first time actually here in the mainland U.S., and a prerequisite is the Sexual Energy School.
For all the right reasons. It is so, I'm convinced when we're talking about Salzburg, that one of the reasons that quantum allowing is truly amazing is because everybody that attends has to have taken SES. So there's already a clarity about energy and how we use our energy and how we honor each other that clearly makes a night and day difference in how that seminar, how that workshop truly evolves.
And it's the only thing that we have a requirement on. The only thing. Some people complain about it, but they obviously haven't taken sexual energy school. We find it makes such a difference in the class because it establishes kind of a bench line, kind of a point of delineation. So it allows us to move a lot faster.
And
we don't make exceptions, so please don't even ask. There are no exceptions to it. If you're interested in attending, please look at who's a SES teacher in your area. There's quite a few.
Just for fun, stand up if you're an SES teacher. Even right here in this room, there's quite a few.
Yay.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 So they'll be more than happy to do a class if you'd like to attend quantum allowing. You've got several months' notice, so consider it if you would like to be here.
So, and we decided this right after we had done the Salzburg event because it was so great, I just wanted to do it again. Didn't want to wait. Okay, Awakening Zone Radio Network. I guess the sad news is that we've did a lot of evaluation, took a look at Awakening Zone, and ultimately decided it was time to shut it down. In a lot of ways, it was very successful. With almost 3.6 million listeners over the last 4 years. So, and we had great hosts. We had great episodes on it. We loved doing it, but we took a real hard, serious look and said, where do our own energies need to go and the staff? And that was Shambra, and we realized that it was actually a bit of a distraction. There was a lot of good programming about awakening, but Shambra, Crimson Circle, really isn't about awakening anymore. I think we've gone to a whole different level with embodied enlightenment. And it was difficult trying to shift the energies back and forth, and the money. It was very expensive to operate. We finally said, you know, we're just going to focus on what we do, what Shambra does, on the embodied enlightenment. So we took a big deep breath, took a vote.
And Adama said, what took you so long?
Kinda. Didn't he? I think in Salzburg he called it the distraction zone. Yeah. Anyway.
he did. Very rude.
There, or Macchio zone or something like that. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of really great programs on it, and we appreciate everything the host did, but it was just time to say our energies need to go into what we're doing, particularly with the studio here and the ability to do a lot of new things. We just took a deep breath and had to say goodbye. I think it's a little bit of a good example for all of us. There's things in our lives that we love. And I was probably the biggest supporter of Awakening Zone. I mean, I just loved the outreach that it had. But when it all came down to it, it said it's just not appropriate anymore.
It was a distraction.
Yeah, so goodbye, Awakening Zone. At the you want to see that again?
No, I don't. It's a little sad.
I mean, as sad as it is. Oh, wow. One more time. Okay. All right. Okay.
Why couldn't you have done that with the zombie?
I could have, yeah. But anyway, so we're going to be running through the end of the year, December 31st. If you have favorite episodes, please go in and download them, because once we end on December 31st, everything goes away. There are no more archives or anything else. You can't access the files, so please download them now. Okay, well, that was kind of sad, but had to do it. Okay, next on the list, what do we have on the list?
Oh, Shambra
just
Magazine.
A little Crimson Circle news. Okay, Shambra.
That's much
news.
Better. I like that.
Yeah, different music.
Yeah, I like it.
As always, I just encourage you to take a look at the Shambra magazine. I think it just came out Tuesday or Wednesday this week. We usually try to get it out right before the Shoud. A lot of great articles. We have, of course, Jean's article, Shambra Heartbeat's always very popular. Article from Lee Harris this month. It's also a good place to get the news and updates of what's happening in Shambra land. So, it's award-winning. I don't want to be too boastful and always show that award up there, but yes, it is. Yes, thank you for pointing that out. Recent Crimson Circle Cloud class is Consciousness Revolution. I think it came out on September 20th, so it hasn't been out too long.
No.
It's a three-part series. Again, one of my favorite, because Adamus is focusing on the importance of consciousness. And he talks about consciousness and physics and spirituality. And as the slide says, it's really not just a class, it's really our next step. And he's going to be focusing more and more on the importance or the role of consciousness in our life. So this was a great one. I love doing it.
He offers a lot of information that's in a very digestible format that you really walk away with some nice clarity and understanding about the changes and the way things are going with the Consciousness Revolution, literally.
So check it out on the Cloud Class. And speaking of Cloud Class, we have a number of things running right now. Cloud Class is kind of our new format where we put things, it kind of replaces the old products, but we put things and you can view them, stream them on the Cloud Class. They have a limited run time, usually about 90 days. But right now we have Dreamwalk to the Crystal Caves. That's been really, really popular. The Abundance Clinic, which is free of charge, also extremely popular. The ProNost Update, and now the New Energy Celebration from Salzburg. Mm-hmm. So if you just don't know what to do with your time or your money, just go to the cloud class.
Jeff, we don't have a slide, but there was a really special thing that happened also. There was a consciousness ward that was...
Oh, I forgot all about that. You
yeah.
want to... Yeah.
Well, you know, we have the annual Inspire Consciousness Award, and it was our great pleasure to actually to give that to the people that won it. It was bestowed and given to two Crimson Circle teachers, mentor teachers, and they're incredible. They're artistic, and they bring in music and dance in a way that Adamus would clearly be extremely proud of. And one of the most fun, exciting things that they've been doing is they actually have taken the SES material and been reworking it so that they have gotten permission to teach a age-appropriate version of SES in the public schools in Denmark, which is,
yeah.
So, it's amazing, and I get goosebumps just talking about it. And so that was awarded to Anne and Finn Anderson of Denmark.
Yeah, so a big thanks and applause to Anne and Finn. I forgot all about the slide. Wow. Okay, and actually, we're going to finish up a little early, which is good because the weather...
Oh, we can eat more and have more chocolate.
The weather's beautiful, and there's a lot of good food. But we do want to give special thanks to all the Crimson Circle angels around the world. Your contributions and your energy support make all this possible. It allows Crimson Circle to do so many of the things it does.
Exactly.
Also to the advanced studies teachers all around the world. On any given weekend, there's usually about 8 or 10 classes going on somewhere with one of the disciplines.
And if you're interested in a class and there isn't one in your area, you need to contact us because there are teachers that will step up and either come to you or tell you what it takes to get a class for you. They're really quite amazing what they're willing to do.
And a special thanks to all the international web hosts and the translators who are probably busy right now getting this material ready.
Not to mention Billy right there.
And Billy's in the back
Spanish,
translating
live
in Spanish.
And
so there's 22 or 23 different international websites with a reach that goes literally all around the world. The amazing thing is that it connects all of us. You know, we're all on our individual journey, but it's sure nice to know that there's other people out there that we can really share the journey with. So very special thanks to everybody who makes it possible. And with that, we get an extended coffee break today. We'll come back at 2:25 to get ready for Adamus and the webcast. So
see you then.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.